In Sheni of Parshas Miketz, after Yosef has interpreted the dream, he goes beyond his calling, what he had been called for, which was to interpret the dream, but he becomes an advisor to the king, to Paro. And he tells Paro that now if you want to act wisely, so you will find somebody who is an ish navon v'chacham, who is a person, according to the English translation, is a person of discernment and wisdom, right? Struggling to find synonyms for navon and chacham, right? And you'll appoint him on Eretz Mitzrayim. And lo and behold, Paro says, it's a great idea. Who could it be other than you? And then we begin the second part of the, if you will, the Yosef story. Not the part of failure, but the part of success. What is the difference between Navon and Chacham? What is it that Yosef is now moving into leadership? No small matter, you know, it's a big deal. When I used to work for Federation, so they were beginning the thing, let's do leadership training and young leaders. And everybody today, you go, you sign up for something, whatever it is, you're going to go to a leadership conference, young leaders, leadership training and all that, as if everybody could be a leader. I've often thought that it would be worthwhile not to have leadership, since most people are not leaders, but to have seminars for learning how to be a follower. I call them sheep conferences. So we know how to go bah, bah, and follow the shepherd. But be it as it may, the Ramban says something here that's more than interesting. He says that the quality of Navon and the quality of Chacham are very radically different. Navon is the kind of person, the Ramban says, who will understand how to run this huge operation of food distribution. Who gets the food? How much food? What about the surplus food? We'll sell it to people from Chutz Laretz, and it'll make Paro richer. So to balance all the... So this person is a person who knows the ways of the world. He has what I would call street smarts or real world smarts. What is Chacham? Chacham, according to the, is a person of real knowledge that is based on on the kind of knowledge, if you will, that you learn in a classroom rather than in the school of life. That is, the Ramban says, who knows? The grain could rot, and then you'll be right. But there are ways of putting preservatives in the grain. So you're a food scientist. That's what the Ramban says. So this is what I would call, you know, school smarts or science smarts, knowledge smarts. So there is a model. Yosef begins with, all along, he's a very smart person. Okay, but what he has to learn is the Navon part. After all, he does things that are not smart. His telling his brothers the dream is not smart. His hanging around, you know, in Potiphar's house with nobody else in the house, he's like not aware of what's going on. Okay, in the prison, he relies on the Sar HaMashkim, who's going to get him out of the remember me unto Paro. He doesn't know in the real world that this is not the way things are done. But somehow in this experience of all he's been through, of these three disasters in his life, he has learned something about the way you function in the real world. And that's why he is both a Navon and a Chacham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom to be leaders who are Navon or Chacham, or En Chacham, or to be smart enough when we in democracies elect leaders who are both Navon and Chacham. Have a good day.